Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Welcome to episode 711, which got me thinking about 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven is a convenience store chain. I believe it's almost all over the world, so you've probably seen it somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, it's owned by a Japanese conglomerate now. But the reason I was thinking about 7-Eleven is that for years, a 7-Eleven was the convenience store in the plaza with the game store that I spent most of my time in because I owned it. It was called Phoenix Games, and it was a community space that was a business that was highly successful except for never making any money. It became a community space that was a linchpin for many, many people. It's so important to them, and what we built there was something very special and very powerful for us at the time. And so 7-Eleven was that place where I would get quick food and drinks and snacks and all that stuff on a regular basis. 7-Eleven does not hold a special place in my heart because it's a place of exceeding quality. It holds a special place in my heart because it's attached to something that was very important to me, something that helped me become who I am, for better and worse, and something that's just a key point in my life. And we have many of those touch points in our lives, those things that are special to us, meaningful. Driving at night is another one of those things for me. I don't know when I got to enjoy driving at night. I think it's because I owned a store that was open from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and most things I did were after dark. That became my time. So now I enjoy being out on the road at night. It is comfortable, it is homey, it is familiar to me. Some people hate driving at night, and some people hate going to 7-Eleven. So some people really hate going to 7-Eleven at night. Me, driving at night and stopping at a 7-Eleven, it's almost like going home, except of course all these other 7-Elevens aren't my 7-Eleven in Sunderland, Massachusetts. But the point is, we all have these touchstones in our lives. They're important to us, and others may not understand that particular touchstone, that random junk food or song or old TV show or convenience store or rusted old beat-up car or old coat that keeps us comfortable because it touches back to something familiar, something powerful, something seminal to our lives and our identities and who we are and who we were and who we will be. What are your touchstones? And do you touch them? Do you go back to them now and then? I can't go back to that 7-Eleven because only the one in Sunderland, laid out the way it is the same. I go to other ones, they're not the same. But those letters together, those numbers together, 7-Eleven, those bring me back there. What brings you back to your comfortable, familiar place? I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.